Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, I cannot live no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is one cause. One cause. And our scripture comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you, do not miss one episode of this hot breakfast for your soul with me. Tune in live Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from feelthefire.com. You can also hear the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day on my website at feelthefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or follow Morning Motivation to have the recording link text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern by texting the message MM to phone number 33222. That's MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. All of this information, video sermons, everything else you need to know about me, to contact me, is on the website at feeldefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, reading from the KJV. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." Now listen to God's response in these last two verses. "And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do." Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me, brothers and sisters. One cause. Earlier this week, I taught you about the 321 days, the significance of numbers in correlation with the scriptures. If you missed those teachings, you can hear them on the Morning Motivation page of feeldefire.com. Now today, we're focusing on the aptitude for optimal success, which can be found in one. Now this is a dichotomy, because while one can symbolize greatness, winning, and first, it can also symbolize loneliness. Remember that song, "One is the loneliest number I ever did see." But the truth is that these concepts are not mutually exclusive of one another. A person can be great, can be winning, can be first, while also still being alone, lonely, and all by myself. The goal is to find your strength in your loneliness and aloneness, so that you can find your strength and your purpose in your cause. In other words, why are you even here? Why do you exist? Why were you born when others didn't make it? Why are you still alive right now when others have gone on to glory? What is it about you? What is your focus? What is your purpose? Once you find that one thing, then, and only then, are you ready for sustained great success. Isn't this powerful? Come on and give the Lord praise. In the book of Genesis that I just read unto you, we read the biblical record of the Tower of Babel, where although there were many people, they came together collectively in unison and in uniformity with one mind to build a tower to reach unto heaven. But the significance of this is that the fact that they decided to build the tower is not what stopped God in his tracks and compelled him to come down and deal with this situation or evaluate the situation. The fact that they were many is not what compelled God to say, let me go down and see about this situation. The fact that they were men was not what compelled God. But when they became one people, one vision, one mind, one focus, one cause, that's what stopped God in his tracks to where he said, this is one people with one mind. Let me go down and see about what they're doing. Isn't that powerful? One cause. On yesterday, I had the privilege of being at the retirement ceremony of one of my greatest friends as they honored her company, honored the six people who were retiring. And each retiree had invited others to come out and celebrate with them during this great hour. And this was sponsored by State Farm. They just sponsored an awesome event for their employees. And so I was blessed to be requested to do the prayer for our table, and then some others came in so that we all begin to pray for multiple tables. What an honor that was. And because I already knew at this point who I was, make sure you catch that I said at this point who I was and what my cause was in the earth, the Lord blessed me to pray in such a way that it impacted positively so many souls. And all throughout the entire ceremony, people kept coming up to me telling me how the prayer had blessed them and how they were still talking about the prayer at their table. But you understand, there was a time when I truly didn't know who I was, although I knew the office that I held of an evangelist. Although I knew that God wanted to use me, I truly did not know how he wanted to use me and how I was to apply my gifts in the earth and how I was to do that in practical terms. Have you ever been there? You know you have a purpose. You know you have a call. You know you have a destiny, but you don't know how you're supposed to put that forth in the earth. Where do you start? What do you do? To whom do you connect? What job do you take? What neighborhood do you live in? What church do you attend? Lord, I know there's one cause for me, Jesus. But how do I enact that within the earth? So you find yourself constantly repeating the same cycles, constantly going through the same trials, constantly enduring the same test. One cause. Hallelujah. Now, while I was at our table, I also had the great privilege of having the oneness of me expanded as I listened to the wisdom which was being expelled unto us from this couple. They were the only married couple sitting at our table, and the lady was 10 years older than the man, and they'd been together for, I think they said 26, been married 26 or 28 years, and they were talking to us because I said to them, you know, every year, I say to my family and friends, this is the year that God is going to send my husband. Because I once was married and I had a great husband, but see, I didn't even really know who I was to be able to understand the beauty and privilege of having a great husband. And so I divorced him, and I shared with them how, you know, I'm really 100% responsible for our divorce, but I'll say 99.99. So he can have some accountability in it. And although we are still great friends today and he is an awesome father, you know, I began to ask the man at the table about this and to ask him to share some perspective with me from a manly perspective. But everybody in the table got in on it because he was just imparting such wisdom. And so he began to talk about how, you know, sometimes we don't really know who we are. Sometimes we mess up the relationships because we want to raise the man. The man has already been raised. You can't re-raise him. And then his wife just put the cherry on top when she said, sometimes the issue is also that you pray to God for what you want, but you don't pray to be able to maintain it. In other words, she said, what good is it to pray to ask God for a certain kind of house but then you don't have the ability to maintain it, and you will end up with a foreclosure sign in the front of your yard. What good is it to be praying to be found as a wife, or for the man to be praying for God to send them his good thing, if you have not yet determined who you are and don't know your purpose so that you can maintain it? Isn't that some good word today? One cause. You see, I want to encourage you today that God has purpose for you. And I constantly say this because although it seems so common, you'll be surprised how many people have no idea of what their purpose is, what their destiny is. As I said earlier, why are you still here when somebody else has passed on? Why did you make it when someone else wasn't even born? Because God has something in store for you. But until you can deal with and confront the issue of you, the flaws of you, the imperfection, the insecurity, the sin, the mistakes of you, until you can deal with that, make peace with it, address it, and resolve it so that you can deal with the beauty and the privilege and the power of you, then you really can't go on to compel God to stop, pay attention to your situation, and to move on your behalf in a powerful way. You see, a person who does not know his or her cause, does not know his or her destiny, does not know his or her purpose and how to effectuate it in the earth, a person who does not stand for something will fall for anything. One cause. What is the oneness of you? What is the strength in the oneness of you? What is it that you could be alone all by yourself and still be able to stand and fight? Because it moves your passion to the point where you are collectively, even as husband and wife, even as boyfriend and girlfriend, even as parent to child, even as pastor to ministry, even as business owner to your business, even as business owner to your clients. Where is the oneness of you that propels you into passionate action so that you can have great success? Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Just praise him right now. Say, I thank you, Lord, for the oneness of me and my cause. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We say glory to your holy name. Father, we say thank you for another day. Father, we say thank you for our lives. We say thank you for our cause. Thank you for our destiny. Thank you for the oneness of us, Lord. Thank you because we're winning. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask you to cleanse us up right now. Clean us up right now. Clean us up right now. Father, help us find our cause. Help us to find the power and the oneness of us, not to compare ourselves to others, not to try to do things the way others do it, but to do it the way we're supposed to do it, in the manner we're supposed to do it, where we're supposed to do it, with whom we're supposed to do it, because we found the glory in the oneness of us. Father, you said in Jeremiah 1:5, before we were ever formed in our mother's womb, you knew us. That meant you had destiny for us. You had cause and purpose for us to effectuate change, to be a catalyst, a change agent in the earth, to bring about your glory. Help us, Lord. Help us to walk in our calling, in our office, in our gifts, in our purpose. Regardless of what others may say or do, help us to stop you, to compel you to pay attention. Because we have one mind, one focus. Now, Father, I come asking you to bless everyone listening right now and those with whom they will share this later. Open up the windows of heaven and bless them right now. Bless them right now. Bless them, bless them, bless them right now. Bless, bless, bless them right now. Release unto them, release unto them. Give them breakthrough and deliverance. Revive joy, power, and happiness. Help them find the privilege and the power in the oneness of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listening say, amen, hallelujah. Come on and praise him right now. I'm going to give the altar call, and then we will end with our task for today. For those of you who are backslidden or who are not saved, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, welcome to the family of our Lord. Make sure you're tuned in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern or listening to the recording. This is part of your quality time with the Lord. Make sure everyone that you're in church and Sunday school and Bible study, that you have personal time with the Lord. All right, our topic for today is one cause. Your task for today is to seek the Lord to find your purpose and how to effectuate it successfully in this earth. All right, I challenge you to share this with at least two people. Text MM to 33222 and you'll get the text at 8 a.m. and you can just forward the text to other people. All right, I love you. I'll see you in the morning. There's power in your army of one.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta.